There's no doubt progress has been made. Nobody should be churlish and say it hasn't. It's just inconceivable that anyone could say no progress has been made. What was a bit annoying yesterday, more than a bit annoying, was for me to sit in the chamber in Westminster and listen to dozens of MPs and the Prime Minister reply to their queries. You would have thought the protocol, which they were all lauding and they all voted for, you would have thought suddenly it had sprouted two horns and a tail, because it was terrible, it was diverting trade, it was doing all the things that we said it would do at the time. Set that to one side, progress has been made, particularly on the trading front. That is good, and we should bank that. There are other problems in terms of the constitutional political issues, so let's see if we can resolve them and move on. You don't accept something at face value. You look at it, you examine it, you try to establish what the legal text puts into statute, and then what it will mean in practice. So those are things that we have to do now. We will take our time to do it. There's no point in rushing it. His name's Rishi, not Rushi. Let's not rush this deal. Let's get it right. It's not right at the minute, so let's pause, examine it closely, look at the detail, and see where progress can be made on. Let's get a deal that everyone can live with. There will be some people who will not approve of anything that's on the table. There will be other people who would approve everything, no matter what was on the table. We don't fall into either of those two camps. If the meal's good, we'll eat of it. If it's not, we'll decline.